It is a Sunday afternoon, everyone. I am Norm, coming back to you with another episode of Scruffy City Sports. Have you been? What's going on? What's good in the neighborhood? It has been a week or two, and it just has. I've been out and about, just kicking rocks. I've been kicking rocks up and down the streets, and I just haven't done a podcast. That's where we're at. But today we're going to do a podcast. Get excited or hit the next button. Whatever you want to do, I really don't care. I'm here for me, and that's really about it as far as this podcast goes. But today we'll talk a little basketball and the highs and lows of the Tennessee basketball season that is. I'm not sure. Recording this today, obviously, on March the 17th, good old St. Patrick's Day. So go ahead and cue up the Dropkick Murphys. Because, you know, what is St. Patrick's Day without hearing Dropkick Murphys? It's, it's the one and only shipping up to Boston, right? But anyway, tonight, later this evening, we will get selection Sunday. We will find out if the Vols are a 1 or a 2 seed. I'm telling you right now, if they are a 1 seed, I will go out and buy lottery tickets. I will go get a tattoo of Rick Barnes on my wrist. I will do something. I just don't see it happening. The Vols had all the chances in the world. They just needed to beat Kentucky at home on Senior Day, and that didn't happen. Then they just needed to beat Mississippi State for one game in the SEC tournament. That didn't happen either. So I am full-hearted, full-throated, expecting us to be on the 2 line. I do not see how we're going to pass North Carolina. Crazier things have happened, but when it comes to basketball, I just, in my heart of hearts, I feel like Tennessee is a blue-blooded program now in basketball over the last 10 years, but they're not. It is North Carolina will be on the 1 line, and we will probably be the first number 2 seed, which is fine. I'm okay with that. And we'll see what happens in the NCAA tournament. For just to recap things, if you're living under a rock and get your news, sporting news only from me, Tennessee did win the outright SEC championship. First time they've done that since the 2008 season. Prior to that, you got to go all the way back to like 67 or 68. Quick math has me not remembering what year that is, and I have no notes today, so not sure what year that was. I think it's 67. So Tennessee's only done that 3 times in program history. Big accomplishments for that. It was great to see. I'm super excited. Then we went out and laid 2 eggs, and I've been less than excited about that. I know that you've heard me say it before, the SEC tournament does not matter, but it does matter when you get your teeth kicked in, your curb stomp like your Ed Norton in American History X, which is a fantastic movie. I can't recommend you to go watch it. It does talk about things that you're not allowed to talk about these days, but the curb stomp scene is a delight, and Ed Norton is fantastic in that movie. So you've been warned. I've told you, it's again, different times when that movie came out, but it's fantastic. Very relevant. I would encourage everyone to at least Google the synopsis of the movie. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Ed Norton, although he is a fantastic actor, in my opinion. So anyway, that's basketball in a nutshell. I'm not going to deep dive into basketball because I'm a little perturbed. I'm a little perturbed at basketball. And, what should we talk about next? Let's talk baseball because baseball. Yeah, let's cue some music and then we'll come. I need to get a sip of a drink and then we'll come right back. Don't you come in. I don't know if you all are on the same. I've not really TikTok in a while, but this was all over my For You page a week or two ago. And this band, I have no idea how you pronounce the name. I think it's Atarshi Gakko, Geeko, G-A-K-K-O, exclamation point in Japanese. I can't speak it, so I have no idea how you say that. But they came out, they're going to do a collab with old Megan Thee Stallion. So if you're excited, get excited. I can't say that I am or not. But they were on Jimmy Fallon a couple weeks ago. And I am enamored with, I don't know what you call this brand of music, but it is essentially Asian ladies that sing like heavy metal music, and I cannot get enough of it. I don't remember if a few weeks ago we talked about, was it Baby Metal? Yes, her name's Baby Metal, and I just am, I can't. I just don't even know where this music comes from, but I am addicted to it, and I cannot, it's just on repeat. But just listen to this for just a second. I don't know what it is. It's just like, it just gets Norm going. It really does. It's like your drive to work song every morning or whatever.
Get it.
It's just fantastic. Here's another one of their songs. It's just, I can't stop listening to it. Anyway, you get the point. We won't continue on that. But let's talk UT baseball. UT baseball prior to Saturday and Sunday were really trending upwards. I mean, they had won like 17 in a row. They were like 17-2. Emotions were high, looked fantastic. Going into the Friday night, first SEC series weekend, going against Alabama, things, we were doing no wrong, essentially. And then we ran into the proverbial not very good, in Norm's opinion, Alabama baseball squad, and they just kicked our teeth in the last two games. I don't know what happened. I'm not going to give you stats and things like that. I love giving you statistics in baseball because you can break things down and explain to people who's doing great and who's doing not statistics wise. But I'm just so flabbergasted, I think is the word I'm going to use right now, flabbergasted, at how we played over the last two ball games, that I just don't have a very exciting, very humble, very nice way of saying this. Tennessee is now 18-3 on the season, which is fine. I mean, I guess we can still go, you know, 28-2 in SEC play, and that'll be fine. That's very acceptable just to win the rest of the series. Out, there's 9 left, in case you're wondering. So there's 27 baseball games left as far as SEC play goes. It's 10 seasons, 10 series, 3 games apiece. You do the math. But we just, what bothers me already about this team, and we saw it a few weeks ago against Illinois, is when we get down in a baseball game, down, our approach at the plate looks like trash. We just get in our head, and it seems like this team, again, is this 24 team, which has a lot of a handful of dudes that were on the 22 team. The 22 team were those bad boys on the block. You know, they hardly lost any games. The NCAA hated us. Everyone, unless you're a Tennessee fan, hated us. We did the, you know, we were number one rounding the bases. We're going to kick your teeth in. You're going to lock it. We're going to put on a fur coat and a daddy hat every time we hit a home run. Just, I'm talking BDE, Big Dad energy. Big Dad is what I said, D-A-D, Dad energy, just swinging them low, hitting our ankles when we're walking around, dragging it through the infield when we leave. That is the swagger and the mojo that that 2022 team played with. And I'm here for it. I really am. I love that. The, you know, the amount of testosterone that was coming off those guys, you could bottle it and sell it. It was palatable. It was just fantastic. Last year, that team tried to play with that, and it just didn't work out. They did make it to the College World Series. They turned it around. That was great. But this year, I'm already seeing trends of what happened to last year's baseball team. It's that horrible approach to the plate when we're down. It's the defense tightens up and looks pathetic. It's a strong word, Norm. I do understand we just lost, and I did just watch the game. I understand that's harsh. But the defense tightens up a lot. And we just don't play free and carefree and loose like you need to in baseball to compete and win. And I just hate that. I understand that, you know, yesterday we lost and we battled back and looked good. And Drew Beam had a couple of rough outings that were aided by some poor defense. But he came back and battled really well and gave us eight complete innings. He pitched a complete game loss yesterday when Tennessee ended up ultimately losing Alabama 3-6. Is that correct? Yes, 3-6. After we won 11-3 Friday night, and then we lost 7-6. Sorry, today on Sunday, and I just don't want to see that trend continue on this season. I understand it's one series, and you can lose one series and still battle back. Tennessee's overall record is 18-3. Now, the majority of these games don't count. I'm not counting midweek games. I'm not counting any of that crap. We've hit the bread and butter of the season. We've hit our stride in SEC play. That's where all these numbers matter. I don't care if you're Blake Burke and you've hit 15 bombs coming into SEC play. I want to see what you're doing when you're playing the best of the best, and that's in the SEC where it matters more. Everything matters more in the SEC. That's where I want to see these guys come to shine. I don't care what you're doing midweek. I don't care how many strikeouts you had on a Tuesday night. That just doesn't matter. It does not matter. I don't care. Midweek games are for playing those guys that have been here for 17 years and they're still on the roster and they live in Knoxville and they've graduated 3 years ago. That's what it's for. It's to build up innings for your young guys, your young pitchers, and your old guys that are still on the team for I don't know what reason. That's what those midweek games are for. Yes, you're probably going to win most of them, but I'm not getting any useful knowledge from them. Now, this week, heavy hitters off the top of my head, Dylan Dreiling looked good, Christian Moore looked good, Blake Burke had a pretty decent weekend. Drew Beam, although he took a loss Saturday, looked fantastic. It was good to see A.J. Russell back on the mound. Nate Snead looked great until he gave up a big three-run bomb late in the game today. Lots of positive things we can build off of. This team, this series looked better than last year when we went to Missouri and we're all bundled up because it was cold outside. Nobody wanted to play. It does look better, and I think we're trending in the correct direction. Now I'm not going to get on here and say, you know, Rick or Tony Vitello is the Rick Barnes of baseball. I'm not going to say that. The man's taken us to the promised land two out of the last 3 years. The promised land is Omaha and the men's. It's the College World Series. I like how they differentiate that. And Chris, I was confused. You'll see that later on in like June or July when ESPN likes to do it, where they call it the men's College World Series and the women's softball College World Series. It's two different sports, everyone. But I'm not ready to hit the panic button. Last year, as you know, if you go back and listen to any of those podcasts, I was saying we had to turn around. We've got to win. We got to win. We got to win. We got to win. For you to have a shot to win the SEC title and be in those top few teams, you need to have a better than 500 record in SEC play. So I'm talking like 18-13, you know, 16-15, 16-14, 15-15. That's the mark we're going for in SEC play because all of these teams are fantastic. I do believe last I checked there was eight, I think, teams from the SEC ranked in the top 25. So it's not like this is a gimme cupcake schedule by any means. Alabama was ranked, depending on which one of the 73 college baseball ranking systems you wanted to use, a top 15 team. I think I've seen them as high as 12 and as low as 14 or 16. But they are a good program. Now, saying all that, next week it doesn't get any easier. Ole Miss, who's been terrible the last several years, won their series this weekend. So they're coming to the old LNS, Lindsey Nelson Stadium, next week. I'll bring you coverage of that later on, you know, next week, as long as we do a podcast. You know, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, and I feel like doing one. We will talk about the Ole Miss series next week. I think this team's going to turn it around. A lot of positive things. A lot of guys swinging a hot bat at the moment. Tears for Fears looked really good as well. Dean Curley looked good as well. I'm just a little frustrated at our effort and our horrible approach when we're losing a baseball game. If we come out hot and if this team starts hot, you know, we score several runs in the first couple of innings and we're leading into the game, that's fantastic. Last two games, come out, get punched, get a couple body shots, and then boom, our attitude changes, and we just look like hot garbage sometimes. But it's fine. Tony V, Daddy Tony, will get it figured out, and I trust him that they will, you know, next week, hopefully, win the series. I'm not asking for him to sweep. I just want to win series. That's how we build some momentum. You know, take two out of three. That's all I'm asking for in all these. Two out of three would have got you a 20-10 record in the SEC. Would have. At this point in time, it's not going to. But That's all I've got as far as Tennessee baseball. I'm a little upset, but it's fine. It is what it is, and you know I'm not going to be mad. So let's go to let's do. I don't know what we're going to do next. Let's do. We're going to talk a little NASCAR and Formula One and my thoughts as far as we're two races in on Formula One. And I'm going to be honest. I think we're four or five, six races in on NASCAR. So I'm going to have a brief talk on that. Hold for mere moments.
Yeah.
Diego.
Diego no Hanagasaki, kaze wo yobi alash kita maru de za boom. Diego ni atta toki, erue de shima uta wo kikaseta ra.
All right, again, this is Norm bringing you what I'm listening to in the buffer music. I have no idea. This is called Raisin in Okinawa. And it's a girl called A Witch, A-W-I-C-H, a witch. I have no idea. She doesn't look like she's like a witch, like bewitched. She didn't twinkle her nose at me. None of that stuff. But I have no idea what they're saying, but it is, I can't, I, it's just, you just listen.
What the f*** is that?
Now, she just said a bad word, and I will bleep it out. But other than that, you could hear what she said, what's going on. Is what she said, but just listen to the rest of this. No idea, everyone, what she's saying, but I'm really feeling it, and I'm here for whatever vibe this girl is putting down as far as the lyrics, whatever she's putting down. I'm listening with both ears, heavily listening to this music, and I don't even know the name of it, but that's what we're listening to these days. Do you want to listen to some other stuff? We'll come back to NASCAR in a second. Here's some, I don't know the best way of describing it. It's kind of like Lynyrd Skynyrd, I think is what I would call these guys. This is Ole 60, O-L-E space 60. Smoke and a Lot is the name of this song.
Late night, wide awake, laying here alone. 1 o'clock on the dial when I call and she ain't picking up a phone. Well, a couple hours later, get a call from her saying that she'll be home in the morning. Says she's staying with some friends for the night and she's alright, but drank way too much to drive home. I should have known better.
Okay. Ole 60. It's pretty good. I don't know if it's kind of got that southern rock feel. It seems like everyone nowadays is in the country genre, but this is more southernish rock to me than country. Although country's really blending into everything these days. You got Beyonce. We talked about that the last time she came out with a country album, and it feels like everybody's coming out with country music these days. But these guys are more like southern rock, which is like Lynyrd Skynyrd and all that kind of stuff from, you know, the 70s. If you're feeling that, what else have we got? What else, Norm, have you been listening to? I've been listening to some classic techno. And by classic, like late 90s, early 2000s, techno / EDM. And then you've got the classic Sandstorm. And no, I'm not a South Carolina fan, but I do like the song. And you've got...
Baby, you're all that I want. When you're lying here in my arms, I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
Gosh, this one gets hard. And then, because, you know, Norm's got a weird side. I've been listening to a lot of the Dave Brubeck Quartet. It's a little jazz. This is old stuff. It's like late 50s jazz. So if you really, you know, get your pop, throw on your dapper suit, your cardigan, you sit on the front porch, maybe you got a whiskey, scotch in your hand, reading the Sunday newspaper, this is what you can listen to. The name of this is Rising Sun, if you're looking for it. This whole album that this is on, back, you know, when they had albums on vinyl, was about a tour they had in Japan. So this is all the music that inspired them from that. So you just want a little background knowledge there. I'm sure you did. Anyway, so you get the point. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, our good friend of the podcast, old Casey Musgraves, she did come out with a new album this week. And the only thing that I can really and truly share with you on this deeper well is that this song right here, which is the number one track of the album.
I saw a sign or an omen on the branches.
It's called Cardinal, and she's talking about, you know, some people say that if you see a cardinal, it's like someone, a ghost, a spirit, someone is trying to communicate with you as far as that goes. But it reminds me a lot of this song. I think it's Promiscuous.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the choke. I was at a loss for words.
I said, I'm like a bird.
You're beautiful.
It's one of Nelly Furtado's songs that it really reminds me of, and so I can't unhear it. So maybe if you just heard it, you could help me rehear it for you all. But that's where we're at as far as some music stuff goes. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I've been listening to that's worth your time. No, I think that's about it. I mean, some 80s stuff, Tears for Fears, because Kavaris Tears and up Tears for Fears, baseball reference. I think that's it as far as that goes. So Norm, cue up some buffer music, please, and thank you. And then we'll come back and talk a little NASCAR and then probably wrap this thing up. So let's talk NASCAR Formula One. Formula One has had two extremely, and I mean extremely, extremely, extremely boring races on Saturdays, because they've been playing essentially 18 hours ahead of us, the day ahead of us. And so it's been on Saturdays, and they have been a ultimate snooze fest. I've had struggled since I have, and I wouldn't say I've dabbled in NASCAR. I have been watching most of the races. I did go to a UT baseball game recently on a Sunday and missed that race, but watched the highlights. So I have not missed them. I'll say that much. And I've not missed the Formula One races. But as far as the product that Formula One is putting out there, and there are ratings and records that will back what I'm telling you up, so if you need to feel led and compelled to fact check me on this, you're more than welcome to. The ratings for Formula One this season so far are plummeting. I mean, plummeting. It is so bad that Max Verstappen is winning. You don't even see him on the broadcast anymore because he's winning by so much. It is just mind-boggling to me that this is the product that we have. They are losing viewership left and right because it's not competitive. It's not competitive at all. And I saw recently on a YouTube video via the Twitter X machine that this guy had compared the slowest cars from the last generation, which I think is 2021, the last generation of F1 cars before everything changed. They took those slowest cars and compared them to Max's car this year. And the slowest cars then, so a few years ago, are faster than Max is now. So a lot of people are saying that it's the car, it's not Max. And while watching that, and again, I didn't fact check any of that. It's on the internet. I assumed it was real. I could see that. It's just so blatantly boring that it's hard for me to care at this point in time. I want Lewis to do great. I want George to do great. I want everyone but Max Verstappen to do great. And it's just hard watch right now. Maybe as the season goes along, it will get better. I doubt it. Max Verstappen There's also a tweet that I saw from a NASCAR guy that had posted this, that the last 20 winners of a Formula One race, I think Max had won 18 of them. So you had two different winners over the course of the last 20 Formula One races. And in NASCAR, I think you had 17 different winners over the last 20 races. The parity in NASCAR is just so much greater. I understand they're just turning left. I get that. I understand it. And I understand that most people hate, with a capital H, hate road courses. But as far as the product and what they're putting on the plate for you to watch is so much more gratifying and so much more enjoyable to watch. Now, I have no vested interest in any of these drivers other than Denny Hamlin, because I'm now a ride or die Denny Hamlin fan. But if you're watching it, and I've got the Bristol race on in the background, which is fantastic. This whole resin where we put glue on the track, I know nothing about this. There's literally tires going out the window and dudes are spinning around after like 12 laps. It's fantastic. This would never happen in Formula One. They would have protested. The guys would get out of the cars and they would have marched on to some other racetrack. But this is phenomenal. It's fantastic. This is what people want. And if I have not dabbled in IndyCar, I have a smidge. But IndyCar is so much more exciting than these. It's just fantastic. The product is so much better. I don't understand why more people are not watching NASCAR. The reason in me is, Norm, 20 years ago when NASCAR was at its peak, it just tried and tried and tried, and then we all got burnt out on it. And I feel like that's where Formula One is currently. You had that great Max Verstappen, Lewis Hamilton battle a few years ago, and we are all longing for that again, and we're not going to get it anytime soon. Wait till the next car next year. I've already heard people trying to sell me on waiting till 2025, and it'll all be better. Well, we just started this season. There's 24 more races in this season in Formula One. It's not gotten better. If you're wanting a better product, other than me trying to tell you to watch NASCAR, which is impossible to find, by the way, unless it's on like Big Fox or NBC, you can't find it. It's buried in some other channel. I'm so excited when it's going to come to Amazon or Netflix or whoever's going to have the rights for it next year. Super excited about that. But if you're wanting something to enjoy and see some beating and banging on people, and I'm not talking about going to a naughty website, I'm talking about racing here. You should watch it. Just give it a try. I mean, I was very skeptical. I was very highbrow. This is terrible. What are we doing here? NASCAR? NASCAR? You going to watch NASCAR? I know. I get it. And I've come full circle. I've come full circle. Just give it a try. I have no idea how we just went on like a 7-minute rant on NASCAR and Formula One, but it happened. It happened. And here we are. So, as some might say, I'm free falling, as the podcast would go. But I think I'm going to wrap it up there. I don't know if I'm going to sing or not, but if I do, it'll be after this. If not, you'll hear me sing again in the near distant future. I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm not really sorry that I took a few weeks off. I'm not going to, but I just took a few weeks off. I just wasn't feeling it. I was in the wrong headspace to do a podcast, and that's it. I went and enjoyed some UT baseball. I went to the driving range. You know, I've done some golf. Let's talk about hold on. Is there a golf song? If I was to look up golf song, is there like a golf song? Super Ultimate Master. Let's do this. Hello, friends. In a tradition unlike any other. Man, the Masters is a month away. We've got the Players' Championship happening today. Old Xander Soufflé is winning. Last I checked, Wyndham Clark had a big come apart yesterday. Was like 30 yards short on 17th TPC Sawgrass. He felt like me out there hitting the golf balls. But anyway, I was going to talk about golf. You can tell I finally hit my stride here on this podcast because I'm starting to ramble a lot. I've been playing a lot of golf lately. I mean, A-L-O-T, lot, a lot. Like, I think I've played 3 or 4 times in the last couple of weeks. And I went last Thursday, played with several guys from my work, one of which is a scratch golfer. He's really good. And I have invested little to no money in my golf other than apparel, because you got to look good, feel good. You know what I mean? Look good, feel good, play good. And I had a legit, no mulligans, no asterisks par the other day. And everyone was so excited. I parred the hole and the scratch golfer didn't. He had a bogey. I felt really good about it. I feel like I don't want to brag because I'm terrible at golf still. I'm terrible. If you tell me I'm coming over the top or I'm not swinging in and out or blah, 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 I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm going to be honest with you. I've not taken lessons. I've watched YouTube videos. I've kind of figured it out on my own. I've just kind of figured it out, just going with that. And things are looking good. I've been driving the ball decent, not well, decent lately. My short game is probably that my iron play is probably the best part of my golf game. People tell me that. I'm not telling you that. We could ask Jack and some of the other guys I play with. They will tell you that as well. Putting still for Norm is atrocious. If I could eliminate the three putts, I would be on the PGA Tour. I'm not lying to you. I really would be. But golf, I if you've never played for a long time in my entire life, I thought baseball was probably the hardest sport for someone. When you just watch baseball, you're like, oh, I could pick up a bat and hit a ball. You can't. I'm going to be honest with you. I played baseball for a long time. You can't. It's not that easy. It's not. Like, maybe you can get the timing down, but for you to be a 300 hitter in the Major League Baseball is fantastic. Fantastic, fantastic. So I encourage you, if you're thinking you're really good, just try it. Just go try and play softball. Just go for it. I, for the longest time, thought that baseball was the hardest sport. No, it's golf. It is golf. Golf, I have found out, is 97.5% mental and 3%, 2.5% ability for what you can actually do. It is mind-boggling. Like, you, if you do a good shot, you're going to continue on the good. One bad shot and you are done for. So these guys that play golf every day and are scratch golfers and are like 17 under at some fantastic golf course blows my mind. But it is just, it's fantastic. It's by far the hardest sport that there is. There is no way you're going to ever change my mind now that I'm not calling myself a golfer, but now that I golf, it is supremely hard. I don't know of any other sport that's harder than golf. And it's just you, and it's just a club, and it's just the ball. There's nothing else. You can't blame anything. You can't blame the sun. You can't blame the pitch. You can't blame the umpire. You can't blame the ref. There is no blaming. It is just you, a club, and the ball. And it's fantastic. I don't know why I've never played sooner, but it's great fun. I really encourage, if you've never played, I would suggest going to a driving range or Topgolf or something and get the golf bug. Let me know that you've got the golf bug, and we will go play somewhere, and we will be atrocious and laugh at each other together. That's just where we're at with that. But I said all that to say thank you for listening. It means a lot to me. This is my weekly therapy session. I really do this for me, and I don't do it for all the people that listen, although I do think some people enjoy it. I don't know why, but I think they do. So that's been it for me. Again, this was St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Pinch someone yesterday, as you're listening to it on Monday, if they didn't wear green. I hope you had your corned beef and cabbage and potatoes and all that fun stuff. I know I did. So that's really it, I think, as far as the podcast goes. I may or may not sing. I'm not leaning towards singing, but that doesn't mean I won't. So we shall see. But I love each and every one of you. I may do a preview of the Ole Miss season Thursday, so that might be a baseball-only quick podcast. I'm telling you that now and could not do it at all. But that's where we're at. So thanks for listening. Again, the Vols lost in baseball. They're 18-3. Great record. Lost the series to Alabama. Basketball, we'll find out tonight if we're a 2 seed, where we're playing, all that fun stuff. I might tell you that later in the week. They will play Thursday or Friday. And if they win, they will play Saturday or Sunday, essentially how that goes. I just wanted to get out of the first weekend and make it to the Sweet 16. This team should go really far, but I just want to get out of the first weekend. That's all I'm asking for. That's it. Not a lot there, Rick. Not a lot. But I think that's it. I may sing, may not. I love each and every one of you, and we'll see you next week. Love you. Bye. I think I'm going to do that song, although it was pretty banging. It's out of my hands.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say I want it that way. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why.
I never wanna hear you say
I want it that way. Am I your fire, your one desire? Yes, I know it's too late, but I want it that way. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why. I can see that we're falling apart from the way that it used to be. Yeah, no matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are my fire, the one desire. You are, you are. I never wanna hear you say I want it that way. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why. I never wanna hear you say I want it that way. Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Tell me why.
I never wanna
hear you say, 'cause I want it that way. 'Cause I want it that way.